Shel be'ezras can be learned of Chav Zayin, the Masechta Baba Basra. Some of the topics we're learning about include Ulos halacha of Ilon hasamach lemeitzer b'teich shesh esri amo gazlan hu ve'ein mevin mimena bikurim. If a tree is within 16 amo of the boundary of the neighbor's field, its fruits are considered stolen because, as Rashi explained, shiyonik misod chaveri. The roots draw their nourishment from the ground of the neighbor's field that is within 16 amo. And therefore its owner is not obligated to bring bikurim from its fruits because, as Rashi explains, ve'inon asher tavi ma'artzacha. The pasuk requires bikurim only from fruits that grew in his own field, while these fruits grew from someone else's field. The Gemara's proof for Ula's shir yunika from the Mishnah regarding taisveis shviyas. Aside from the prohibition for one to plow and sow his fields during the Shemitah year, one is also forbidden to do so in the months preceding Shemitah, because this is beneficial for the subsequent growth during Shemitah. Charshin besod halavan ad ha-Pesach. One may plow a field designated for grain only until Pesach before Shemitah. Charshin b'stei ilon ad ha-Tzeres. One may plow a field of fully grown trees even later, but only until Shavuos before Shemitah. Eser netiyas hamufuzaris b'teich beisa, charshin kol beisa b'shvilon ad Rosh Hashanah. One may plow a field that contains 10 saplings per beisa, which is 2,500 square amas, until the very last day before the Shemitah year begins. The Mishnah's halach of ilon shu neite l'steich haveiroi, kaitzitz meloi hamardeya al gabi hamachresha. If one's tree spreads out over his neighbor's fields, the neighbor may cut the branches only up to the height of a goat. The machlekes regarding ilon shu neite l'rishus harabim. If a person's tree spreads out over a public thoroughfare, up to what height may they cut off the branches? Benizakin basar umdino de hashtaz linan. Regarding damages, we are concerned only for an existing cause of damage, but not for a potential cause of damage.